Surely you would never think, would you, that I would end up making more money than men? Well, there's a few I haven't surpassed, at least not at the moment. Honey, if I'm dictating too fast for you, say so and I'll buzz for Louisa. There's no use having two secretaries if you don't make use of them helping one another, I always say. You could sort of go in relays. Let's try it for a while, honey, but I know there are times when I don't realize with what speed my mind works. Naturally, nothing would please me more than to write an inspirational type book, though I hope also in the direction of self-helping, such as how to lay down tile in your rumpus room, though of course not as technical. This is also easier on your hands, honey. Making money is easier on your hands. There is quite a need for instruction of this type, largely for girls that think they are being taken advantage of, which must be practically all of them. I hope you don't feel that way, honey. The main thing is to start thinking in a helpful enough way, which we will point out as we go along. We might as well commence with the afternoon the man arrived from the bank. I was just putting fresh flowers around Crandall Sr. when the doorbell rang, and there he was, a nice, quiet banking type wearing clothes in good taste, though more or less in the color of old money. I sat him down in the living room facing Crandall. He was a fine-looking man, the bank gentleman said, speaking of the photograph, which was helped somewhat by the daffodils. Crandall always needed a little added color. He was a good man, I said, and this was for the most part true. It's all right, honey. I can talk about it quite easy now. Well, he said, I don't like to bring up subjects like this at a time like this, but there is a matter of money that has to be settled. If we're going to talk about money, we had better have a cup of coffee, I said, or perhaps you would like a beer.